The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With that, we welcome you to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. We're in front of a great crowd that's assembling this evening. It's homecoming 2023 as the Atchison Phoenix are playing host to the Harmon Hawks. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, back in the studio, producing and engineering as he does, well, about every Friday and Saturday about this time of the year. Joseph, we appreciate all you do. Gus Counts with me here in the booth. Tom Counts and the flip of the coin going on out in the center of the field. Gus, as the crowd continues to come in, the anticipation for Atchison, who's experienced a great start to the season, 2-0, the expectations are very high.
Yeah, high expectations. This is the first time that fans will be able to see them here at Amelia Earhart Stadium this season. They started the year both games on the road, so it'll be your first home game. It's homecoming. So many great festivities happening up here tonight.
Yeah, and we got to talk about, first of all, this field. We don't see, even at the high school level anymore, a lot of grass fields, but this stadium right now is in just absolutely fantastic condition. It is tightly groomed. It is going to be a very, very fast track. We've had the playing of the National Anthem by the Atchison High Marching Band, all 36 members strong, and we have had the football brought in by the AHS cross country team as they annually do it.
Yeah, and the AHS track and cross country program headed up by Peyton Hajock and Jason Curley. So hats off to them. And that's an early start to your day, right? Getting all the way down to JC Harmon and then running back up. We got a drone over here. So yeah, pretty neat thing. It's awesome to see them run the football in every year. And hats off to those young athletes because I couldn't do it.
That's a long haul.
That's a haul right there.
But thanks to them, and we are set to go. It will be the Phoenix accepting the football to begin things this evening, and they do not expect a particularly deep kickoff as the duo of return men are at their own 15-yard line. Kinking it away for Harmon is going to be Eric Flores. Right foot kick is away, and it is not deep. It'll be fielded by an up man at the 19-yard line. Up the right side to the 25, cutting over to the left to the 35. It's an avenue and a foot race at the 40-50. Down the left sideline and finally bumped out of bounds across midfield. Atchison will begin on Harmon's end of the field. First and 10 of the Hawk 41.
Making the touchdown saving tackle right there for Harmon was Amonte Day, the big sophomore for the Hawks.
So you're going to see the Atchison offense out of the field to begin things here this evening. And it has quarterback Trey Carter, the 5 foot 10 inch senior. You're going to have wide receivers. Jay-Z Kelly is going to be out there as Zamar Hernandez, Jeter Purdy, and in the backfield, it'll be Jaden Carter. The ball on the left hash mark. Motion will come to the near side. The handoff is going to go to Zamar. He'll go 40, 35, and He stepped out of bounds way back here, tried to walk a little tightrope, got down to about the 33-yard line, picking up some 8 yards. The big guys in the middle who get too little credit for Atchison will be Landon Bell at the left tackle, the left guard, Levante McGowan. In the middle, Jacob Perry, right guard, Carter Gilmore, and a right tackle, Brody Barnes. Brody, a big man at 6'3", 270, only a sophomore. Quarterback back to throw. It is a second down short. He's got his man. Touchdown, Phoenix. Quickly down the left side, Jay-Z Kelly with the catch. He made the long return over the kickoff, and now it's going to be Atchison in from 33 yards out on the second play of the game. We are 19 seconds in.
Jay-Z Kelly showed great hands in that first game, right? When we went down to Ottawa, he made a couple spectacular catches. That time just caught it over the shoulder, caught it in stride, and a perfect pass right there for the senior quarterback, Trey Carter.
Colton Bonnell racing out of the field. Colton's had a very busy season so far, with Atchison rolling up over 100 points in their first two games. Right foot soccer style kicker. The kick is on its way, and it is true. And that quickly, we've got a timeout. We're taking a break, 11:35 to play. Now, in the opening quarter, Atchison, 7 Harmon coming up.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chick the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium, where the Phoenix have struck quickly, leading early in the ball game at 7-0. Interesting return alignment for Harmon as this boot is away, and the return man is going to have to turn around and chase it, and it'll get into the end zone, and that's the back of the end zone. And we will have our first look at the Hawk offense.
Let's keep that if you want for a minute.
I'll just leave it right here. So Harmon going to come off of the far sideline, and tell you what, we talked about the size of Atchison. Harmon has got some pretty good size guys in the middle as well. We do not have heights. We do not have weights, but I'm looking at number 75, Julian Bush, out there, guys. I'm going to tell you, Julian is, he is going 6'4", 290, and maybe even bigger than that is going to be, who is that? That's got to be German Castro, and he's probably 6'4", and maybe 320.
They've got a couple of very big linemen.
First and 10 to their own 20-yard line, Hawks. Quarterback's going to keep it. Hit the backfield, will be dropped at the 15.
Getting back there, Yogi Purdy on the stop for Atchison.
Yogi got back there, and does not. You don't need a lot of technique when you're as big and strong as he is. You throw the bear hug on, and you kind of fall down and take the quarterback with you. That's what happened right there. It'll bring up a from the 15-yard line, second down 15 for Harmon.
Speaking of big guys, we're going to see a couple big guys tomorrow. How about for Peru State? They've got a lot of Division I transfers, including the former Texas Tech product at 7'1", 465 pounds.
Yeah, he's a large man. Second down 15 from their own 15. Harmon quarterback is Dominic Bush, and he'll throw it over to the left side. Had a receiver, but it's going to be incomplete around the 35-yard line. There was a little daylight over there, but the pass was just off the mark just a little bit, and it'll bring up for Harmon now a third down. And Gus, for Harmon, you understand there is value in throwing the ball. You're going to have, I mean, you got to have some amount of mixing in the offense. But incomplete passes stop the clock, and that's probably not a friend for them.
Yeah, running the ball is where they're going to have to be, but you got to throw the ball a little bit to keep the underneath open up.
Third down at 15, still at their own 15-yard line. Receiver going very wide to the left side is going to be Gabriel Rodriguez. They're going to have tight ends on both sides. Single man to the backfield, QB back to throw. Lofts one downfield, and it is going to be incomplete. There was a collision at the 30-yard line. No penalty markers on the ground, and Harmon will be forced to punt the ball away. because their first position of the game takes 4 seconds, less than a minute.
Yeah, that's not exactly what you had planned, and you're going to give the ball back to Atchison on a quick three and out.
Yeah, and for the Phoenix, looks like it's probably going to be pretty good field position. Jamar Hernandez is back for the return, and trying to pick up who I've got the guy on the near side.
Lance.
Oh, is that Lance? Okay, yeah, Lance Norris. Here's the kick. It is high and very, very short. That's a very, that ball's like a knuckleball, just hanging. And now Lance is going to go back up, pick it up at the 40. Left side, 35, grabbed at the shoulder. It's going to be swung down, and there's going to be a horse collar tackle call around the 23, or rather 27.
That was kind of an interesting punt. It was high, but there was nothing to it. It never turned over. It never moved. It just, I think you described it perfectly, that whole knuckleball idea.
It's like Phil Negro, you know, coming off the mound. There's zero rotation on that football. You could read the name, and you could just watch the laces the whole time as it was hanging up in the air.
And I thought maybe you were going to go with, like, a Hoyt Wilhelm or...
I could.
You know.
Wait, did I tell you that Hoyt and I roomed it together one summer?
Probably true.
Yeah. 10:27 to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix with a 7-0 lead.
Now, be honest, you're a little surprised I knew Hoyt Wilhelm.
Do what now?
You're a little surprised I knew Hoyt Wilhelm.
Yeah, I'm really, actually very proud of you for knowing Hoyt Wilhelm. You probably saw one of his cards go for like $3 million at some auction.
I just remember they brought him in against Roger Maris the year he was trying to break the home run record.
Here's a little draw play straight up the middle. Touchdown, Atchison. The draw play straight ahead and give that score to Jaden Carter. And count it in from, 14. We're going to call it 14, yeah.
So a 14-yard touchdown run there by Jaden. It'll be his first of the ball game.
Not a lot of fancy, not a lot of deception. That is, actually, that's my favorite kind of football.
You just run just say, there's
straight at the goal.
There's nothing wrong with that run right here.
No, you don't dance around. You don't, you know, have to use any fantastic moves. Didn't take Eric Dickerson to do this. Here's a PAT, airborne, count it. And we're going to take a break, Joseph. We're still at 9:47 to go in this opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas, where the Phoenix have leaped out to an early lead, 14-0.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, for the Phoenix, it'll be Colton Bonnell, who has just added his second PAT in this opening quarter, getting this thing on the tee and getting ready to go again for Harmon. Your return man, I believe that is going to be Marquise Taylor. Marquise standing on his own 15-yard line. The last kick, they stood in the same formation. 5 at the 50, 5 at the 30, and then a single return man at the 15 and went way over his head. Now, this is going to be a much shorter kick. It'll bounce once, bounce twice, get picked up at the 15-yard line. He will go to the left side, get to the 20, be grabbed and slung to the ground. And it will bring up first and 10 Hawks. Kick coverage for Atchison. That trip down the field provided by Aiden Rebant. So Rebant will get credit for that special teams tackle. You know, Harmon has struggled. They're trying to get things lined out, get things underway. And yet, you look across the way, guys, they've got good numbers. Not like I counted, but 44 guys suited up over there. Atchison dressing out, 38 tonight? So it's not for a lack of numbers or participation, certainly. It's going to be a first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. They're getting the clock squared up here just a little bit. And we'll get underway. Just intimated to you that we're going to have Benedictine football tomorrow afternoon here on KIRA Radio. 12:45 for the pregame. As it will be the Ravens looking to get back to the winning ways at home up at Wilcox Stadium. 1 o'clock kickoff with Peru State. Here we go. First and 10. QB will hand off. Running back will go right side, and he will work his way forward for a yard or so up to around the 20-yard line. Ball carrier for Harmon, Amonte Day.
I feel like I've got most of those.
Yeah, I think you've got the crucial things here.
Yeah, so tomorrow the Ravens are going to be back in action, this time at Wilcox Stadium. It'll be Stars and Stripes Day, a 1 o'clock kickoff against the Bobcats out of Peru, Nebraska. What a fun gully.
Dangerous team, Peru State. I mean, they had a one-point game with the Mid-America last week, and we're going to talk about that a little bit here. First or second down and about 9. Straight ahead run again. Bouncing outside, breaking a tackle to the 20, 25, up to the 30. Harmon with a first and 10.
It was a nice little run right there by Amonte Day. He hit the left side. It looked like he was going to be brought down right away, and then he kind of turns the shoulder pad sideways, pushes forward. Next thing you know, it's 11 yards downfield, picking up his team a first down, and it'll be a first and 10 at the Harmon 31.
You know what I liked about the run? It was a great effort. Second effort. First and tag, just kept the legs driving and went to some daylight. 8:20 to go in the opening quarter, first and 10. The clock stops on the first downs and doesn't restart until a snap. Is that right? There's a handoff into the middle. There's just no room inside.
That time, making the stop on the play, Levante McGowan doing a great job in the middle for Atchison.
Do you know in that Mid-America game last week that Peru was ahead by like 3 scores? Mid-America scores a touchdown, onside kick scores a touchdown, onside kick scored again.
And they had the National Special Teams Player of the Week.
Yes!
So,
but he was not
the kick. He wasn't on
kick coverage. He was a return guy who brought 2 punts back.
He had a return guy that took 2 punts. Well,
I think he took 2 back, a punt and a kickoff. Second down and it does, and just inside their own 30-yard line for Harmon, J.C. Harmon High School.
Lynn Bell, the 6'2", 255-pound junior tackle, made the stop on the play.
Atchison rotating Jaden Carter back in for Miles Greenlee. A couple of juniors switching off in the middle of the defensive, basically the defensive linebacking core here. 7 minutes to play in the first. Still a 14-0 Atchison lead. As we enjoy football in the Meadowlark League.
What's harder to remember, Phoenix or Meadowlark?
Right now, Meadowlark, yes.
Okay.
I'm kind of got settled into Phoenix after doing it wrong about, 40 sometimes in the first game. Here's a pass into a lot of traffic that, fortunately for Harmon, falls harmlessly to the ground. McGowan putting some big pressure on quarterback Dominic Bush. Incomplete, fourth down, and the Hawks will be forced to boot it away again. Yeah, I've done enough now action games. I've made enough errors that we've got the Phoenix, I think, that's reasonably solid at this point. Meadowlark still does not come trippingly, you know?
Now, Harmon's counting it up, and they're saying
we're
going to need one more.
Give me one more. Give me one more. That's a good one right there. Coach turns around, grabs the first guy with a helmet, says, here, you.
So Carlos Gallardo back in to punt the ball.
Carlos with another very high and short kick that will bounce at a 50. Take the nice Harmon bounce at a 45. They don't dive on it at the 43, maybe 42-yard line. But the punter for Harmon, you know, usually got your back a little ways. He is like 5 yards behind the center when he takes that snap.
Nope.
First and 10. Here comes the Phoenix offense for the second time this evening. They lead 14-0. We're almost midpoint of the opening quarter. Atchison had trips left. Now they're going to switch that up, and they're going to send Lance Norris to his slot to the right side. So they're going to be wing left to the wide side. QB's back. Carter's going to throw it hard as he can. He's got a man downfield and missed him. He had Jeter Purdy open at the 20-yard line, but just a little too much muscle on that one. As Atchison, again, going straight for the end zone. And, frankly, had that pass been about a yard shorter than that, would have had 6 more.
Yeah, yard shorter, just a little more air underneath that pass and give Jeter a little better chance to run underneath it.
Overcast skies here at kickoff time, although I don't think we're in any threat of getting any rain. Here's a pass over to the left side that
I got to be very candid. I'm not certain if it was looking for Lance Norris, over whom the ball was thrown a little high, or if it was for J.Z. Kelly, in front of whom the ball was thrown a little bit short. But it split the two potential receivers.
Yeah, and Trey's a little lucky right there that Gabriel Rodriguez hadn't looked up a little quicker. He's taking that ball the other way.
Here's a handoff straight ahead, hurtling at the line of scrimmage, picking up a first down, carrying the scrum across midfield and down to the Harmon 40-yard line. Now we're getting some shoving around in the middle. You wouldn't think there'd be a lot of pushing and shoving in such in a game that with over 6 minutes ago in the opening quarter was a two-touchdown already game.
Yeah. You just never know.
You don't.
So the official stopped the clock for just a moment to reset the sticks and the clock's, there we go.
Again, the handoff is going to go to Jaden Carter. He'll swing to the left side, be taken down at the ankles at the 25-yard line. For Harmon, a tackle by Imonte Day. He's your quarterback, he's your cornerback, and right now we're calling his name a lot for the Hawks.
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys that, you know, great athlete, so you're going to call him a lot. Now Ash is going to quickly go to the hurry up. They've got two guys to the right and only one defender.
QB's back, looks right, wanting to go right, throwing over the middle for Jeter, and a little incidental contact down to the goal line. It'll be pass interference.
Yeah. And Jeter was looking for the ball. The defender had fallen down, grabbed a hold of him on the way down, and it was all said and done. Atchison going to get like half the distance to the goal, so this should move it about, I don't know, 12, 13 yards line.
Here's the deal. I'm throwing no rocks here. If I'm the defender and I'm in that exact predicament, you know what you do? What he did.
Oh, that was the right call.
He did what he needed to do. We're going to get a timeout. Yes, we are. Let's take a break with the Hawks halfway through the opening quarter. Atchison, 14, Harmon, scoreless.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Likely. I forgot to mention, a little overcast here at kickoff tonight. Absolutely pleasant. It's got to be in the mid-70s. Virtually no breeze at all. The drones that are circling around the track. Here we go, 73. And the wind, they're calling it at 9 miles an hour. I think that's maybe an exaggeration. The humidity a little high, 74. 19 viz, they'll call it. Anything over 10 is called severe clear. So, yeah, 30.03 on the inches of mercury. It's a gorgeous night. A little overcast, but nice. Here's a pass over to the left flat. Caught at the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and there's a touchdown. It's going to be Eric Smith with the score, and Atchison into the end zone. It's third score here in the first quarter.
So a 12-yard pass right there from Trey Carter to Eric Smith the third. Eric, a 6'3", 210-pound junior. Line him up that time in the slot and just swing it out to him quickly. And for Trey, this is going to be his second touchdown pass of the night.
One more PAT attempt coming up here for Colton. Don't forget, it is homecoming here. It'll be a little extended halftime, Joseph, giving you a little heads up on that, as there will be royalty crown. The point after is a good one, and we're taking another TO. The break at 5:54 to go in the opening quarter. It is now Atchison 21, J.C. Harmon. Nothing.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Kick return man for Harmon is back up just a few yards. He's back around the 12-yard line this time. And again, Atchison will be booting it away. Jesus Rodriguez, return man. Ronald's first kick to the end zone. Second kick was shorter, and this time they're going to go shorter yet as he pooches it up. It'll be taken by an up man at the 30. Goes left side, 35, breaks the tackle, 40, up the far sideline, close to the 45-yard line, goes Anthony Walker. Harmon with pretty good field position to begin this series. Matter of fact, I believe it's their best field position so far today.
It is, yeah. Right there, Atchison kind of went to that, you know, it's becoming a trend, right, that high, short kickoff. And some of the things that you kind of hope maybe there's just a little bit of miscommunication and somebody doesn't field the ball, and that's a live football. But Harmon fields it well, and away we go.
Hawks are going to send their final player off the far sideline, bringing the play in from the coaching staff. Here we go, first and 10. Harmon with the football thrown 43-yard line. Rodriguez will come very, very wide to the right side. Everybody else in tight. We'll have two backs in the backfield now on each side, one on each side of Dominic Bush. QB will take it, keeps it himself, and he's going to be stood up. And he kind of tipped his hand a little bit, Gus, because that snap was coming back. He was already running for it because you knew he was taking that snap, and he was just going to go straight ahead.
Yeah, he met that snap about halfway back, and Eric Smith III makes the stop. Also in there, Miles Greenley for the Atchison defense, and it'll bring up a second and 11, just under 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter.
Lots of games going on around the area, and if you want to find out what happened in absolutely every one of them, just stick around after this contest, and here on K-Radios, it'll be the High School Football Scoreboard Show. There are going to be scores from schools you've never heard of in towns you didn't know existed, because we will cover the area. Second down and 11. From the 42, QB rolls right, going to try to boot to the outside, turns the edge, gets to the 40, needs a block, didn't get it, and is stood up and just shut down of bounds by Zamar. He needed a block, the quarterback did, as he was racing around the near side, and the wide receiver was behind that cornerback, could not help with the block. And it will bring up for Harmon a third down call. Third down at their own 43-yard line with about 10 to go. Lights beginning to take a bit of effect now. Just kind of darkening up a little bit.
One, two, three, four. Okay.
Yeah, that's always a plus. Jefferson County North tonight has traveled to and is playing at Wabunsee.
That's how you say it.
Marhill Mount Academy has traveled to and is playing at McLeod. Here's a pass over the middle. It's going to be caught. What a nice play across the 50, 45, 44-yard line.
Picked off.
That stepped in front of it, stolen.
No. So the receiver had it, and as he went to pull away, the defender just reached in and stole it away.
Wow. That was such a well-thrown ball by Dominic Bush and into the hands of James Reeves. And Reeves is coming up the field. I saw him go down. I didn't see the defender, Trey Carter, just reach in and took it away.
Yep. Looked like he was going to be able to make a real nice run after. And then all of a sudden, he just reaches in and gets the ball stolen away from him. So, Atchison going to start their fourth possession of the night out near midfield. And I think the Harmon coach is out on the field asking, what exactly happened? Because, again, a lot of people like you look like he's going to be able to pull that thing in.
Atchison with the first down play. It's way overthrown and intercepted at the 25-yard line. Looking for Zamar. That ball was 8 yards, 9 yards deep, and it was picked up by Harmon by Amonte. Amonte Day. He's been the do-it guy so far for the Hawks tonight.
Yeah, so we see an interception one play later. Another interception.
Now, is that an interception or is that a fumble when you rip it out of their hands? Give me the official score.
I'm probably calling it an interception because I don't think he didn't get 2 feet down, right?
Oh, okay.
I think it was as he was coming down that the guy rips it back out. So I'm going to call it an interception.
Fair enough. But Harmon is able to come up with a big play on defense, and with 3:50 to go in the opening quarter, finding themselves trailing 21-0, get their offense back out of the field at their 25-yard line.
Quarterback has a single man to his left-hand side. We've seen now that Herman has found that they can throw the ball. This time they're going to hand off into the middle for no gain. Second down, 10. By the way, a moment ago when Atchison had that first down, I believe, help me out, is that the first play across the 50 tonight? Oh, for Herman? For Atchison even. I mean, I didn't know if we had a snap at a ball on that side of the 50-yard line yet.
Oh, yeah, on the north side of the 50. I got you. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. If so, there haven't been many.
There have not. Here comes Herman. That's the crowd excited here tonight. Looking forward to homecoming festivities at intermission. Running back is going to shift on right-hand to his left. Receiver very wide to the left side and short to the right side. Little wraparound handoff. That was not terribly well concealed. And Levante McGowan said, I see that ball, and I see that ball carry, and I'm going to tackle a whole bunch of them, and there'll be maybe a loss of a yard on the play. Levante McGowan, at 6 foot and 240, because he is a really good size on that front.
Yeah, and he's got a real good motor, right? He does a good job of continuing to push forward, fight his way into the backfield, and all night we're going to see him just camping out in the backfield, not just of this offense, but of most any offense we see. We saw it a couple weeks ago against Ottawa. And so.
Here comes Herman. You know what I think is a good coaching maneuver by the Hawks' sideline is they are taking their time. There is no rush, not racing up. And here's the QB back throwing into traffic and is going to be incomplete. Quarterback is hit as he releases the ball. He's looking for a roughing call that he does not get. He's not very happy with that. Looking for James Reeves over the middle. And again, because the receivers for Herman are going through, I mean, a tough interior of the defense. And again, jostled and kind of banged around a little bit and kind of having to pinball their way a little bit through that defense. Lots of contact, but yeah, no calls.
Yeah, it hasn't been much called tonight, right?
How much contact can you, like, say, as a linebacker, and a guy's cutting across? Say, you're running a slant. Now that inside linebacker is there, and he's just kind of standing there, but boom, there's a collision. How much do you get? How much do they give you? Here's a punt away. Caught at the 48, 45, 40. Left side, 30. Loping to the 20. Cuts to the middle of the 10. That's going to be a touchdown for Atchison. Zamar Hernandez just kind of jogs his way down the field and will take it in. And we're going to call that a 47-yard punt return for Hernandez. It will be the fourth opening quarter touchdown for the Phoenix, and we still have a minute 52 to play here in the first. Player a little shaken up for Herman, making his way over to the far sideline as we are looking for Colton Bonnell to have this extra point attempt. Snap is nice. The placement is good. The kick is a line drive. Gets 12 feet off the ground, but that will cross the upright to the crossbar. And we're taking a break. 1:52 to go, opening quarter. All Phoenix here on homecoming. Atchison 28, Herman scoreless.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato ole, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Here. It's good to be with us here on Care Radio tonight. High school football on a mid-September Friday. Didn't get much better than that.
I looked at my watch as you started that.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I thought, wow, has it been an hour? But it's only been 30 minutes.
Only halfway. Where Mickey is looking with his hand pointing straight at his shoe tops right now. Here we go. Absolutely no wind here this evening. It is a delightful night. Here's the advance of the ball by Bonnell, and his kick again very high, very short. This time a different man is going to take it at the 29. left side 30, waits for a block that never arrives. He's going to get to the 34, and you're going to see the Hawk offense come out over the football right there. First and 10, Harmon. Beginning this series at their own 34-yard line. So, we'll see what the Hawks are going to bring out. I guess they've had some successes. The thing is, you just need to continue to elaborate on those and build on those. We've seen them come up with a couple of nice little pass plays.
You need to string some of those good plays together, right?
Yeah, no question about it. So here we go. First and 10 at their own 34 for Harmon. QB is going to hand off. They'll try to get to the outside, and there is no outside to get to. Trey Carter was over there, sealed off the edge. Going to be the loss of maybe a couple of yards on that one.
Next week, Phoenix fans going to have a real good opponent, as next week they'll be down at Kansas City Schlegel. Should be a great game.
We're talking about games going on around the area tonight. ACCHS, the team that we watched last week, is having their first road test tonight. The Tigers are at Oskaloosa. So we've got that going on. It's a second down and a dozen. Hawks with a football. Snap is back. Kind of a floater. Hand off to the running back. Tried right. Nothing there. Turns, tried left. Nothing there. Amid an ocean of red and gold. Running back is going to be tackled, and Amonte Day is down at the, they're going to mark him down around the 30-yard line. Again, around the NEKL tonight, we mentioned the Tigers in at Oskaloosa, Morehead Academy at McLeod. We've got Jackson Heights traveling down to Pleasant Ridge, talking to a Jackson Heights grandfather this afternoon. He was on his way to Easton to watch that. We mentioned Jason at Wabunsee, and Valley Falls hosting the Horton Chargers tonight. Around the Meadowlark, Schlegel at Wyandotte, Sumner at home with Highland Park, Washington entertaining Bonner Springs, and of course this Harmon at Atchison game. Third down and 14. Snap is back. QB looks left. Throws up. He's got a man caught and dropped. It was going to be short of the first down, but the receiver couldn't quite haul that thing in. And that was not a badly thrown ball at all by Dominic Bush.
Yeah, that time they were looking for Gabriel Rodriguez over there on the left side, and he makes that catch, picks up about 5, 6, 7, but a drop will bring up another fourth down, and we'll see the punt unit in.
And again, it'll be Carlos Gallardo to boot the ball away. Now he's going to be back maybe another yard or so he's about a half a dozen yards behind the line of scrimmage. And again, we're going to get a late 11th player running in for Harmon. Snap is back, helmet high, the boot is away, and it is really high in the air, caught at the 50. Outside, turning a corner, trying to get to the edge. Will he? He will. At the 45-40, left side, this is going to go the distance. Atchison, put it on the scoreboard, touchdown Phoenix. We're going to make that a 52-yard punt return. Looked like he was going to be corralled, but as he got to the outside, great speed, and it's 34-0.
So, yeah, that was just a nice job of finding the wall, getting over there, getting down the sideline, and getting into the end zone. And for Atchison, it's been an okay start to the night, right?
Yeah.
The offense hasn't been on the field in a while, right? You had the punt return for a touchdown, an interception, and then another punt return for a touchdown.
And Joseph, a heads up to engineering and programming down the line. This was the final play of the opening quarter. This is PAT. Is on its way. It is airborne. It is good. And we are taking our post score and end of the quarter timeout simultaneously. Break in the action. One quarter finished here at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where it is the Phoenix 35, Harmon nothing.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here on CARE Radio this evening, high school football, and after one, it has been all Phoenix. We go to the second, Atchison in front, 35-0. Joseph is our producer and engineer in the studio. Guys, Caps with me here, and Atchison is way off sides. No penalty marker sales. The kick is going to be fielded at the 15. Cutting to the right and at the 17-yard line, an arm tackle. And it will bring up first and 10 for Harmon High School. Last year, Atchison, just a fantastic season. Undefeated at conference championship. Went 9-0 in the regular season. I mean, I guess you call it 8-0 in the regular season. Then week 9 is the first round of the playoffs, I suspect. That is how Kansas is doing things now. And Atchison ends the year last year at 9-1, but again, they're looking for another undefeated conference record this year. And they've got Harmon in trouble, trailing 35-0. Here comes the Hawk offense at their own 17. The snap, the handoff to the running back, and he'll dart up the middle, 20, gets up to the 25-yard line. Give him 7 on a first down carry.
Nice little stop start right there by the running back. He came to a complete stop, let that first defender slide by him, and then kicks on the afterburners. Nice little run right there by Amonte Day. They're going to give him about 7 yards on it. Let's call it 2nd and 3 with 11 and a half left here in the first.
Guess it's easy to sit back and say, you maybe could do this, or looking for things that you might want to work on. The snap from center is the slowest floating long snap that you ever saw. I mean, getting it back into the hands of the quarterback a little more briskly would probably be an advantage for Dominic Bush. He waits, has to wait and wait. Now he'll hand off again, trying up the middle, and back to the line of scrimmage is about all there was this time for Amonte Day. It'll bring him for Harmon a third down, and hey, this is third and manageable, okay?
Third down. Yeah, you're looking at what, like a third and, I don't know, let's call it a 3rd and 3. It's a long 3, short 4 kind of a number.
Yeah, probably batting there. Atchison is Brody Barnes in that defensive front now. And again, Harmon taking some time, making sure they got what they want in there, making sure they got the right package, the right personnel. And with that, they're going to come out over the football. Rodriguez wide to the right side. Reeves is wide to the left. QB's back. Looks over the middle, and he's going to overshoot his intended receiver. And for Harmon, they had snuck a player out of the backfield, and it's going to go incomplete, bringing up a 4th down, and looks like they're going to be booting the football away. So Atchison is going to have Lance and Zamar back for the return. They're not showing a lot of respect for the punter. They're going to be with the line of scrimmage at the 24-yard line. They're going to be about the 40, so they're anticipating about a 16-yard punt.
So Zamar took a 47-yard punt back for a touchdown, and then about a minute 50 later, it was Lance Norris taking back a 52-yard touchdown.
So here we go. Wait for the snap. It is back. The punt is away. That's the best effort of the night. Return man backing up, has to let it go at the 40. Rolling, taking a Hawk bounce to the 35-yard line. Tell you what, that was a really strong effort. And Eric Flores, the punter,
Tell you what, he got that one. Yeah, he did a great job of, you know, not allowing that rush, which was right up in his grill when he got rid of that punt. Didn't let it affect him. Got off a real nice punt, and now Atchison will start at their own 35.
We're inside 10 minutes to go in the opening half, 35-0. Atchison 35 points at the 35-yard line. This may be their poorest field position of the evening. Trips right side, short side. QB's going to flare it over, gets it to Jeter. He's got lots of blocking at the 40, and he's going to be drugged down out of bounds on the near side across the 50 and at the 45-yard line. So Jeter Purdy is going to pick up 20 on that first down pass and run.
Yeah, nice little quick pass right there. Got Jeter out in the flat and let him make a couple moves.
So we got one deep over-the-top coverage. Here's a handoff in the middle to Carter, and he'll pick up four down to the 41.
Making the stop right there, four. Harmon is going to be a big guy in the middle. That's going to be Cam Lawrence. Senior wearing 66 tonight.
Second down, half dozen Atchison at the Hawk, 41. QB will keep it himself. Goes straight ahead. Gets a first down to the 30, 25. Bumped it to 15, down to the 10, and ultimately at the 6-yard line. First and goal, Atchison. Well, quarterback keeper there by Trey Carter. Gus, I saw a little educational piece about football defense. We'll talk about that here in a second. But first of all, we'll see if Atchison goes in to score. It's going to be Jaden, and he will. Touchdown, Phoenix. So Jaden Carter, just a little cut to the left side.
We'll see how this works out. Jaden was talking before he even walked into the end zone. And so it's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct.
Will it be? Can you call that back? I mean, if it happens prior, I mean, does that really matter? We'll see what the guys down there in stripes come up
with. They even called it dead ball. Okay. So if it's a dead ball, it's a penalty and you count it. But if it's during the play, right? So like if you're diving into the end zone and then they call it, it is a spot foul.
Well, here we go. The touchdown, although it is on the board, there comes, will count. The PAT effort will come from the regular spot, and I suspect they will assess the penalty from the subsequent kickoff. Colton bottled the kick. The hold by Jeter gets it down, and this one is in there again. Taking a break, Joseph. At 9:20 to go in the half, it is Atchison 42. Harmon nothing.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. Find a date and a location convenient for you. And register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. That's amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive flu away with Amberwell Health.
Now, we welcome you back here to Amelia Earhart Stadium. They are assessing that penalty, and the Phoenix, we're not going to get them set down here yet. They're like, back up a little bit, young men, and they're going to take this thing back to the, is that right, the 25?
Yeah, with the 15-yard penalty.
So here we go. 42-0, Atchison in front. Harmon return man standing at his own 25-yard line. The advance and Bonnell's kick, end over end, will bounce and be picked up on a hop at the 34. They fake a little bit of a reverse. The sweep will come to the right side, and boy, Zach Yogi again with that kick coverage tackle. That was big and strong guy over there. No, that wasn't Yogi. I think that might be Chris.
32.
Chris Bennett.
So, Chris Bennett on the stop right there. He is a junior. Linebacker, running back type. Makes the stop on the kick coverage unit. Now, with 9:09 left in the first half, it is
going to be a first and 10 for Harmon. Hawks coming out over the football and got a bit of a hill to climb. But first thing for Harmon, okay, forget the score. Forget all that stuff. Let's put together a little series. Let's get a couple of first downs. Just, you know, kind of get a little rhythm. Do something to kind of help you feel a little better about how it's going. Here's a handoff right side and getting across the line of scrimmage and picking up perhaps a yard or something into the right side of the offensive alignment. Going to be a very short gain. Second down, 9. Okay, guys, I was seeing something earlier today about a defense with which I am unfamiliar, but I could see some strategists thinking about this. 3-3-5.
Yeah.
When was the last time have we ever seen a 3-3-5? Is anybody running a 3-3-5 that we know?
I mean, basically, a 3-3-5 is a lot like the 33 stack, and you're just counting in your cornerbacks as the back and end of that defense. So, yeah, I mean, BC starts as their base defense as a nickel package, right? It's 4-2 with 5 defensive backs. And basically, you're just dropping one of those defensive ends back to a linebacker type. So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a nickel package because you got 5 defensive backs in.
Snap back is going to hit the ground and bounce, and that was a really good job by Harmon. And quarterback had just covered up that football and not turning it over deep in their own end. Dominic Bush dives on it. It's going to lose a couple of yards. It'll be third down, and it does, and as we're inside 8 to go in the half.
For Harmon, this is their 7th possession of the evening. Atchison has only possessed the ball 5 times tonight because they do have 2 special teams touchdowns.
Harmon again is going to come over to the far side, and coach is going to have a little chat. And are we taking a timeout here? Yeah, we are. We're going to take a Harmon timeout, Joseph. Let's do it. A break at 7:40 to go in the half at Amelia Earhart Stadium. It's Atchison 42 and Harmon nothing.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
All right, mate. That's a nice little transition there. Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. Friday night football here on CARE Radio. Here we go. Harmon coming out of the timeout. Let's see what they have put together. It is a third down, and let's call it 12 from their own 28. QB, that was a better snap. He's back to throw. Lobs one downfield, right side, and the receiver looked outside. The pass went inside, and Isaac Cervantes just couldn't quite find it. It's going to go incomplete, but you know what? There's a play that looked like it had some potential, and for a moment, that ball is over the outside shoulder. For a moment, you thought that thing might just about been going to work, but it does not, and Harmon will be forced once again to punt the football away. Jamar Hernandez, Lance Norris, the return duo for Atchison and head coach Jim Smith. Punter standing at his own 20-yard line. Gets the boot away. That's another nice one. It's up and high, and it's going to go angling, though, out of bounds across the way. It is not going to be returnable. And we will see what the officials determine that it goes out of bounds over there. And where are we going to mark this thing down? It's going to be just across the 50-yard line, it would appear. And Atchison will begin this thing in their own half of the field at their own 48-yard line.
So for Atchison, 6th possession of the evening.
Head coach Jim Smith. Gus, 26th season at the helm here for Atchison. Quarterback is back, got plenty of time, has a man wide open. It's going to be caught at the 30, and you're going to put that on the scoreboard again. J.Z. Kelly on the receiving end of a 52-yard touchdown strike from Jaden Carter.
and the Phoenix stretched their lead now to 48-0. That time, Trey did a nice job of throwing it out there to where Jay-Z could just catch it in stride. And for Jay-Z, it's going to be his second receiving touchdown tonight. So Jay-Z's got a receiving touchdown. Eric Smith has a receiving touchdown. And Jaden Carter has, or excuse me, Trey Carter has two passing touchdowns. Jaden Carter has two rushing touchdowns. Then you've got two kickoff or punt returns for touchdowns.
The point after is in there. Timeout on the field. Jones up 7. 22 to go in the first half. Atchison, 49. Harmon, nothing.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Here comes the Phoenix kickoff as Atchison having a big, big first half.
Final set to boot it away. And this time they're going to kick it straight away and deep down to the 15. Working his way to the right side to the 20. Stretching the field. And again, unable to find an edge. The tackle to the 20-yard line. And that's the spot from which Harmon will begin this possession, first and 10.
Chris Bennett with another tackle on the special teams unit. James?
From their own 20-yard line. Harmon, by the way, in the traveling white uniforms, white jerseys and white pants with a purple helmet, numbers, lettering, and trim. And it's a very dark purple. I mean, are we talking a TCU purple? Or even darker than that.
Call it more like Northwestern.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Yeah. And of course,
you agree with that? Northwestern type of purple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phoenix in their traditional home garb with the red jerseys, gold pants, white helmets, lettering, and trim. Here comes Harmon, first down. Little wraparound handoff into the middle, negative 2.
I will give Harmon credit. I really do like the Hawk logo that they've chosen.
Yeah. By the way, yeah, on that purple helmet is a kind of a winged logo on each side. Reminiscent to me of some of the old Oregon.
Yeah, the old school Oregon
jerseys
where they did the wings up on top of the helmet.
MHMA had kind of a winged helmet, a little bit like that, you know,
a few years back.
Yeah.
So for Harmon, this is going to be their 8th possession of the night. I've struggled to pick up first downs right now, but looking to put together a little something on this drive.
Say what, for Harmon, getting a point on the board just be huge. Here's a quarterback keeper himself and trying to go to the left side, but doing that, Deacon Stout was right there. Nice job of getting the head down, putting the shoulder in the midsection, and driving Dominic Bush back. It will bring up a 3rd and 11 halfway through the second quarter.
After some running some fresh guys into the ball game, you're going to see now in there Carter Gilmore.
Is it program time?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, I'm good with that.
I've been impressed with some of the size, though, of some of these guys for Harmon.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have, you know, height, weight listed and shared with us on the roster, but they got some big, big, not just tall guys, but, you know, right across the shoulders and big cats. Here's a handoff. The ball dropped and well covered up by Imonte Day. The handoff exchange between quarterback and running back was never really cleanly made, and the ball kind of pops loose, but Day alertly and appropriately spins around, launches himself atop the football, and Atchison's kick return unit coming out of the field, anticipating getting the ball back somewhere inside the Hawk 40-yard line.
So with the line of scrimmage, the 18, about less than 20 yards back, and another nice kick away from the return guys. Bounce at the 40. Big hawk bounce, 45, 50, and down it goes to almost the 45-yard line. So, you know, that turned into a 35-yard or so punt. And Atchison will begin on its side of the field. First and 10 at its own 46-yard line. The Phoenix out in front, 49-0 right now.
Wow.
There's a huge size mismatch over here. You got a relatively small cover guy out here on Jeter Purdy.
Got an interesting score after this play.
Okay. We'll do that. Snap back. QB back. Looks right. Looks right. Plenty of time. Fires one. Taken by Purdy. Spins away. 40. 35. Jeter 30. Jeter 25. Cuts to the middle. 20. Jeter Purdy. Touchdown.
No, it's coming back.
Is there a hole back here? I see the
marker. And there was a block in the back. And the official near it didn't call it. And I was like, well, maybe they're going to let it go. And then the official way downfield went ahead and threw it. It was the right call.
What you got happening out there?
A lot of eyes around the state starting to raise an eyebrow because still a lot of football left to be played. 4 minutes left in the second quarter, but Jeff West leads Sabetha 14-13.
Hello.
It's a game that I would have thought would have been a little more like this.
Well, the marker at the 33-yard line, so they'll get this all sorted out, the crew here this evening.
The marker back to about 43 or so, and it's still enough yardage for a first down.
Here's the thing. This officiating crew has not had to do a whole lot tonight. I mean, there's not been a lot of penalties. There's not a lot of problems. Been pretty cleanly played.
From the 33 to the 48, they just enforced a 15-yard penalty on a block in the back.
So here we got a late substitution by the Hawks, and the handoff's going to go straight ahead. Carter to the 40, puts his head down, keeps driving the legs down to the 30 and down to the 29-yard line. It will be a Phoenix first down.
So they'll stop the clock just momentarily until they get the sticks reset with 4:27 left here in the first half. For Atchison, working on their seventh possession of the night.
Atchison is going to take Jaden out of the game, Gus, right now, and they're going to bring Chris Bennett into the game. And now we got a timeout.
Incomplete pass over here.
Quick pass over to the right flat. Stops the clock at 4:15 to go in the half. Receivers going wide to the left side for Edson. Very, very wide to the left. And they're also going to go with Smith in a slot left. He's got one score already tonight. Bennett, the running back, is going to take the handoff. Cuts to the right side to the 25. Drug with the ankles, pulls and pulls and pulls down to the 20. And finally down to around the 19-yard line. And it's going to be enough for first and 10. Moving the chains. Hawk stops with the movement of the down markers. First and 10. Atchison quickly, again, up over the ball, hand off again to Bennett. That's the same play. Down to the 15, down to the 10, down to the 5, to the goal line. Touchdown! How about that? And that showed me some really good balance by the junior running back, Chris Bennett. He got hit a couple, three times, but not wrapped up and was able to maintain his balance and coordination and get that thing downfield. Atchison stretches its lead and one more point after effort coming up here for Bonnell. This is his, what, eighth? Is that right? I'm trying to do the math.
Yeah.
Yeah, my, like, third-grade math teacher would be proud, doing that 56 divided by not just the multiplication, but the division. 56 divided by 7 goes 8.
Mr. O was always, you know, 5 times 4 or 6 times 6 is 36.
There you go.
So, anyway.
Hey, the PAT's good, and we're not at that, but we're at 56. Timeout on the field. Joseph at 3:50 to go in the half. It is now Atchison 56. Harmon scoreless.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals.
With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Back with you here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. Iconic structure here adjacent to Atchison High School proper. Here's the advance, and here's the kick away. That's kind of a wobbly kick. It'll be fielded by Herman, the 25-yard line. And again, here's the thing. Atchison special teams guys have been very good. The tackles have been immediate. They've been sure-handed. And it's not taking two, three, or four guys to make that stop. First guy there, wraps, tackles, done.
Yeah. We saw them with a little bit of a problem on their special teams unit when we were down in Ottawa a couple weeks ago. Tonight, looks like they've cleaned that up, and they've stayed in their lanes and made a good, sure-handed tackle. So, with 3:49 left here in the second quarter, it will be Harmon football for the ninth time in this first half.
Going to get Anthony Cody into the ballgame now. He's going to be on that outside linebacker spot for the Phoenix on the left side. And look at that, Atchison defense. They're all within, what, 4 yards of the line of scrimmage. QB is back, runs into his running back, runs into a couple of defenders. He's going to go down, and Atchison, as the ball pops loose, Atchison picks it up, and the Phoenix are going to be able to take the ball away on a little mishandling, a little collision in the backfield. Atchison's got it, first and 10. Got a question for you. Now, of course, it's completely sheer speculation at this juncture, but 3:43 to go in the half, 56-0. Atchison's not done scoring yet in the first half. They're going to get the ball back right here. Will, on the high school football scoreboard show that we will enjoy here on Care Radio this evening, will there be another team with as many points tonight as Atchison?
Oh, yeah, it'll be some little, like Axel or somebody.
Here's a quarterback keeping himself. Boots right, 20-15. Carter down to the 10, stretches. Inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. It is first and goal, Atchison.
Nice keeper. Last score I had was Axel leading Clifton and Clyde.
Yeah.
I don't know who Clifton or Clyde is.
You don't know?
It was 36-0 in the second quarter.
A couple of nice guys.
Yeah.
You'd like them.
Telling you, I swear sometimes these guys make up names just to throw me, see if I'll say them.
And did it work?
I did.
Okay. 3.5 to go in the half. QB's back, throws one over the middle. It's caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Phoenix.
That time finding the Mar Hernandez in the front of the end zone.
The 6-foot senior receiver / free safety on the defense.
/ kick returner.
Kick return guy, punt return guy, all-around athlete, and as good as he is at football, really also good on the hardwood. That season gets here.
Isn't that crazy that it'll be here before you know it?
62-0. PAT coming up here. The ninth point after. It is down and airborne and successful. Taking a break, Joseph. Still 3:23 to go. Still in the first half. Still in Atchison. And the Phoenix is still in front. It's now 63-0.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Here comes the Phoenix kickoff. There she goes. End over end and away from the return man. Bounce at the 15. He gets down on a knee, picks it up, and not apparently on a knee. He'll get it returned to near the 20 before he's doubled backward.
Yeah, and he's getting up and looking around. He's like, doesn't have a face mask, but no penalty marker comes in. And with 3:17 left in the first half, Harmon will have it for double digits, the 10th time tonight.
And again, we have not seen a lot of penalties assessed in this one this evening. 3:15 to go in the first half. Harmon needs to hold on to the ball and just
there you
the
go.
Bathroom. Okay.
Yeah, they need to put together a little bit of a drive where they can get some things to happen.
Here goes your first and 10 call. Quarterback is Dominic Bush.
Now Harmon's going to get a penalty because they lined up a receiver and then he said, uh-oh. And then so he just kind of walks off the field. We've seen that last week a lot.
but they didn't come to the line.
Yeah, and so Harmon decides, actually, let's just call the timeout instead of taking the 5-yard penalty. That's not a bad idea. Joseph, we'll just keep it here.
Yeah.
We've kind of worn it out here in the first half, and we've got that elongated halftime tonight. It's homecoming.
Yeah, don't forget, they will be crowning royalty here at intermission at tonight's ball game. Great candidates up for the honor, and we'll be curious to watch that. And we're also going to be entertained by the 36-member strong Atchison High Marching Band. .317 to play in the first half. Tomorrow, Benedictine football here on Care Radio. Looking forward to that. Ravens have suffered two just heartbreaking losses on opponent field goals in the last minute. We might have shaked off that and come out against a really good Peru State team. And coming out of the timeout, here we go. See what Harmon has been able to scratch out on the sideline. For the running back on the right side, the snap is back. It's on the ground, and the running back dives on it to cover it up. The snap was back kind of toward the quarterback, but it landed maybe a foot or so in front of his toes, and then it just laid there. And the running back, who's on the right hand of the quarterback, did, again, the right thing. And that's not the first time we've seen Emonte Day have to launch himself on top of a football to cover it up, which he does right there. It'll bring up a second down at about 15.
But I like what's happening as far as the quarterback. Don't try to pick it up. Don't try to get too cute with it. Dive on the football and then kind of recruit from there. Keep the possession alive. Atchison's going to run a defensive lineman out and get some fresh legs in the middle.
They got Brody Barnes checking into the game for AHS. Third down, 15, or yeah, third down, second down at 15. Quarterback takes a snap, swarmed immediately. That will bring up a third down and more like 20. We're going to be inside 2 minutes when the next snap occurs. For Harmon, you got to ask yourself, you know, what do you do right here? Do you try to do something spectacular? Do you try to throw the ball? I mean, with throwing the ball, you risk stopping the clock, and they don't necessarily want to see that happen. Is Atchison is going to bring, who is that, Heisen into the game, right? Number 71?
Yeah. Kalen Heisen, a senior.
It'll bring up a third and 18. A little wraparound hand up in the backfield and maybe back to the line of scrimmage, a straight ahead run. And let's be very honest here. Atchison's good. Again, a team that went undefeated in the regular season last year and obviously, undefeated conference champion. Well on their way toward duplicating that feat again this year, having brought back, you know, a lot of key personnel. Certainly lost some good guys, but bringing back some great personnel. The punt will go away with about a minute to play.
Checking into the ball game for Atchison, we're going to see. Man, I don't even see 88 on my roster. Oh, there he is, Cody Peterson.
All right. Now, Harmon, not one, but two players short this time on the punt. Every time on their punt, they come up guys short. They don't have any, I think, any timeouts remaining to utilize. Here's the kick away, straight up. Caught
coming straight down, dancing right, hit and thrown to the ground. That was superb kick coverage by Harmon, and you got to give
Demario
Smith the coverage tackle.
That was a great job right there by the senior for Harmon, getting down the field, staying in his lane, and just making a nice sure-handed tackle on the play. It'll bring up a first and 10 for Atchison. 32 seconds left here in the first half.
Yeah, and Atchison, with that 63-0 lead, brings their starting crew back into the ball game, looking for an additional touchdown maybe in this opening half. They quickly line him up. Quarterback Trey Carter hands off Jaden. He slow walks it into the middle, gets to the 20, bounces outside, and he will go into the end zone. Put it again on the scoreboard for Atchison. As to Phoenix, will go in from 28 yards away. It is now 69-0, still 23 seconds to go in the first half.
And for Jaden, that's going to be his third touchdown run here in the first half.
So Atchison will trot Colton Bunnell back out again for the PAT. Taking a hard look at it. It'll be Jeter Pretty to hold. Wait for that long snap. There it is. And the kick is up. The kick is good. And as we take a timeout here in the first half with 23 seconds left, the Redmen have their most points so far this season. It's Atchison 70, Harmon nothing.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna-Gro Seed, your home field advantage.
Atchison set to kick the football away, having notched their 10th first half touchdown.
So they scored 35 points in the first quarter, and then they duplicated.
There you go.
Some very
the math
consistent.
Is solid, right? Very consistent. Here's the kick. It'll be taken by an up man, drops it, picks it up, says, I'm going south, takes it to the right side, and crossing the 30-yard line, it'll be pushed out of bounds into the Harmon sideline around the 35, first to 10 Harmon. Is this where you pull out the diamond?
Yeah.
Could be.
Wouldn't hurt. So, for the Hawks, it'll be their 11th time to touch the football here in the first half.
Harmon is going to come out from the far sideline, and 17 seconds separate them from getting to go to the locker room and getting a quick breather. Remember, Joseph, our halftime is going to be extended, so get out that full Freebird version.
I mean, for Joseph Karaoke.
Oh, I want that a lot. Here's a handoff, and a straight-ahead run is going to move forward nicely for about 5 to around the 38-yard line as the opening half concludes. We'll be back to summarize the first half from you. We're in Atchison, Kansas, where the intermission score, Phoenix 70, Hawks nothing.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete first half recap is coming up right after this.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato olay seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato olays, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos. For a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Returning here to Amelia Earhart Stadium, where we've just come to halftime in this Meadowlark Conference ball game. Phoenix with a substantial lead, up 10 touchdown. Fans team getting ready to entertain the crowd here at halftime. That'll be the prelude to many halftime festivities here at Homecoming 2023 for the Phoenix. Because the Hawks have gone into the locker room with their coaching staff. The Atchison team is kind of lined up here along the goal line, taking in the things that are going on here tonight. And why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah, I mean, it played really good so far here in the first half. If you're Coach Smith, what do you say to your team, right? Like, there's not a whole lot that you can build on in the first half. So I think you just go in and you say, hey, guys, stay loose. Also be ready in the second half. A lot of guys are going to get in. Let's also not let the intensity drop off. And keep your cool out there, right? You don't need any crazy penalties here as the game progresses.
If I'm a Phoenix freshman or sophomore, I am, like, attached to Coach Smith at the hip, man. I'm standing right next to him. You know, I'm like, Coach, you see me? You see me, Coach?
Yeah.
Here I am. I've been at practice every day, Coach.
Here I am.
And if you're an upperclassman that's maybe nursing a little bit of an injury, yeah, you're already in week three of the season, here's a good time to, you know, toss that ice pack on or maybe just take it easy from here on out.
Yeah.
Maybe. Taking a look at the scoring for Atchison.
Do we have that kind of time? It's 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to try to help Joseph a little bit here, right? Taking a look.
Let's look it out for you, Joseph.
So, Trey Carter has 4 touchdown passes so far in the first half. One to J.Z. Kelly, one to Eric Smith, a second to J.Z. Kelly, and one to Zamar. You have Jaden Carter with 3 touchdown runs so far in the first half. Chris Bennett got into the end zone on a touchdown run. Zamar has a punt return, and Lance Norris also has a 52-yard punt return for touchdown that ended the first quarter. For Atchison, it's been good, right? They have had no problems. They've been able to do a lot of the things they want. Really, the thing that stands out to me right now is that the special teams is coming along. In week one against Ottawa, we saw the opening kickoff of the season. Ottawa took it back for a touchdown. Tonight, Atchison has done a good job of covering the punts, getting down there, not allowing lanes. And so it's been a good night for the Phoenix all around. And again, Coach Smith, in his 26th season, has to be extremely happy with how things have gone tonight. Well, with that, they are starting to do the homecoming court information, so we'll fill you in when we get back on the winners of that. And, again, we also have a half of football left. But we will now send it back to Joseph in the Carrito Sports Studios for your halftime, where it's Atchison 70, Harmon nothing.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. We'll return to the KC Harmon at Atchison homecoming game in just a few minutes with Tom and Gus Kautz on the field. Coming up tomorrow, right here at Hot Country 93.7 at 1 p.m., we'll have Benedictine Ravens football action for you as they play host to Peru State. Join us for the pregame show right around 12:45. Then next Friday night, we've got Pleasant Ridge at Mar Hill at 7 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area with the scores as I have them.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato olay seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato olays, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking a look at the scores in the area, and boy, we've got a lot of them. In the Sabetha Blue Jays Jeff West Tigers game, Sabetha is leading 28-14 at the half. In the Jackson Heights Pleasant Ridge game, Jackson Heights is running away with it at the half. It's 22-0. Holton is leading Hiawatha 34-0. Riverside is trailing Royal Valley. Royal Valley's got 32 points to Riverside's 0. In the Troy Valley Heights game, Valley Heights is leading 38-8. In the last score that I got reported from the ACCHS Oskaloosa game with approximately 40 seconds before the half, it was tied at ACCHS 6, Oskaloosa 6. The Centralia Panthers are leading Onega at the half 4-0. In an amazing game in the TVL, we've got Axtell at 44 points to Clifton Clyde's 6. In the JCN Wabunsee game, Wabunsee is on top at the half by 4 points, with Wabunsee sitting at 26 points to JCN's 22. The first quarter score that I had in the Marhill-McLouth game was Marhill Mount Academy 12, McLouth 6. In the first quarter, it was also Frankfurt 12 to Linden's 16. At the half, it's Lynn 22, Washington County 8. And Perry LeCompton is trailing Nemaha Central, with Nemaha Central sitting at 26 points, Perry LeCompton 0. I'll be back to check the Weather Eye forecast in just a couple of moments.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight under cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 81. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 50. Bright sunshine expected Sunday with highs around 78. 84 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We are recording 70 degrees right now. It feels like 70 out there. The winds are negligible out of the north-northeast at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity 77%, dew point 62 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.05 inches of mercury. Taking a look at the radar right now, we've got a little bit of rain out there. It is still up along the Kansas-Nebraska border, up a little bit north of Sabetha. In the immediate area, we've got a little bit of rain down by Valley Falls and coming into the western edge of the Atchison County area at right now, or so as radar indicated. We'll be back to Tom and Gus Counts in just a few minutes.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. Find a date and a location convenient for you. And register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. That's amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive-through to drive flu away with Amberwell Health.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Care 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcast to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on Care 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Welcome
with that, we welcome you back to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. High school football this evening on Care Radio, and as the drama has just unfolded in front of us out in the middle of the field, as the 2023 homecoming royalty has been introduced to the crowd on hand. Nice crowd, and if you're an Atchison fan, if you're not having a good time here tonight, I don't know how you're gonna.
Sonia, you know, with the pageantry, your football team playing well here in the first half, all of those things are adding up. It's a good night to be a Phoenix, right?
I would think absolutely so. And, again, a nice crowd on hand here to enjoy all that. And Atchison on the gridiron here this evening. Well, about as dominant as you could possibly get. I don't think there has been any phase of the game in which they have not been just really, really good.
Yeah, they played great so far here in the first half. You put up 70 points in one half of football. Again, just, you can only say so much about this game, right? They've done it in all phases, right? The offense has gotten into the end zone. The punt return team has gotten into the end zone. The defense has been solid tonight, having not given up much. Harmon has had 11 possessions in the first half. So it's been one of those nights where for Harmon, 11 possessions. For Atchison, only 9 possessions. You say, well, why don't they have as many? They had a couple punt returns for touchdowns. And so, Ben, a very eventful first half, if nothing else.
Okay, so has Atchison had a possession in which it did not culminate with a score?
Yep. Their fourth possession of the night did not culminate in the score, right? So Harmon throws an interception. Atchison gets it, and the very next play throws an interception.
Yeah.
So
just one.
Yeah, that was just the one possession. So taking a look around the state at some games going on in the Meadowlark League, it's Highland Park leading Sumner 26-0. You've got Coffeyville leading Columbus, Derby over Carroll. I'm just sitting here trying to find some close game. Lansing versus Leavenworth tonight. Lansing right now ahead 14-7 at half. That's a good game. McLeod is leading Morehead Academy at the break. Miege over St. James right now, 28-7 at half. See, that was a game a lot of people were looking at.
Yeah, and you remember it was St. James Academy who wrapped up the Phoenix season last year in the second round of the Class 4A playoffs.
Jackson Heights leads Pleasant Ridge 22-0. Wabunsee leads JCN 26-22 at the half. Wabunsee, the number 3 team in Class 1A right now, so should be an interesting game to keep an eye on as the night progresses. So,
see, that's a lot of points, too, isn't it?
What? Yeah, 26-20, yeah.
You know,
in a half
bumping
of football.
50 and a half.
Yeah. Not your type of football. Dodge City leading Wichita South 19-6. One of my favorite mascots, Pratt, is leading Halstead 30-13.
Big Greenback fan, are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
There you go.
I like them. I like the Threshers of Heston. I think I just like the logo.
I'm kind of in with the ringnecks.
Yeah.
You know, are pretty good.
So, St. Mary's leads Silver Lake at half, 12-7.
Now you're talking my lingo right there.
So,
well, stick around here on K Radio at the conclusion of this one, which in the second half, I will tell you, will be accelerated, as has been the plan here laid out. At the conclusion of the ball game, Joseph is going to be on hand to be engineering and producing also during the high school football scoreboard show. Yeah. You're going to hear about this game. You're going to hear about games all around the care listing area. There's a team that you know about or would like to know about. You're going to find out about them here this evening. So stick around after the game scoreboard show here on Care Radio. And then tomorrow, we're going to invite you to join us with a pregame beginning here on Care at about 12:45. We've got to talk to head coach Joel Osborne. Going to keys the game, going to give insights into the game, and then it's going to be Benedictine football kickoff at 1 o'clock, Wilcox Stadium. It's Stars and Stripes Day at Atchison, and the Ravens will be hosting the Bobcats out of Peru State.
BC. We're going to have a flyover tomorrow. We're going to have all kinds of stuff, you know, in honor of the military and the veterans and all of that. Big unfurling of a massive flag on the field for the national anthem. Then we're going to have a flyover, KC-46 flying over out of McConnell. And then the U.S. Army is bringing, I'm told, a cannon. They will fire up at the end of the national anthem and with each subsequent Benedictine score. So we'll see how that goes. So I tell you that, A, to have you aware of it, and B, to, you know, to make sure that you understand what's happening and not to be concerned if you hear a lot of loud racket going on around town. It's all good.
Celebratory gunfire.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're going to have Harmon first team coming out of the field. If you will remember, way back when this thing started, Atchison received the opening kickoff, so it will be the Hawks with the first opportunity here today. Now, Harmon, they're going to change the alignment? No, they're one short, now they're running a guy out. Okay, I thought they were going to go with 6 and then 4, but they're going to go 5 and 5. They just were missing one. And then the return man is telling it at his own 10-yard line. So we're set to go to the second half. Hope you enjoy it. Phoenix with a massive lead here as we get into the third quarter. The boot away, bouncing at the 15, picked up there. Cutting to the middle to the 25, to the 30, and dug down from behind. That was possibly, it is a ball. Did the ball pop loose? Is it going to be called down? This was going to say it's Atchison football. I thought he was down, but maybe no.
Reaching in at the end of the play for Atchison is going to be Taylor Kane. So he'll reach in, he'll steal the football away, and for Atchison, they'll put their offense out on the field.
And for the Phoenix, as we go to the second half.
Yolo's here.
Yolo! It will be Atchison football and see who AHS brings out on the field and what personnel they elect to utilize. Who we got out there, guys? Is that Jack? Here's a little handoff over to the right side to the 25, to the 20, and down to the 15-yard line. That's going to be Jaden Dunbar.
Aiden, isn't it? 34, Aiden Revamp.
Oh, was that Aiden? Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to have Aiden Revamp running the... And... Their center is quick to get over the football. That's Ian Garcia, a junior. He says, yeah, let's do this. I like to play.
They're like, come on, coach. Hand me the rock. Let me show you what I got. Atchison's going to go wide to the left side. Javonte Kelly.
Is Yogi running the team? He is. So Yogi is going to quarterback. He's going to turn, hand it off to Aiden Revamp into the middle, and they pick up a few.
Might be the biggest quarterback we see at the high school level this year. Yogi is a tall and athletic young man. Only a sophomore. I'm thinking he's going, 6'3", maybe pushes 4, something like that. And I'm going to also spot him at, 235?
Oh, yeah.
What was that again? Here's a little handoff right into the line. And it's going to be little to no gain. Maybe even a loss of yard. Just going to bring up a second down and long. Yeah, that the CAN Radio's football scoreboard shows. You get to across the MSC family of stations. They've got a segment where it's like, hey, call in and talk about the game that you were at, or talk about something with football. So get your pencil out. I'm going to give you a number here in just a second. You write that down, and you can get on the air, and all the football fans around the area, you're sharing some of your thoughts. 785-547-3461. So 785-547-3461. No gain on the third down play. Makes it a 4th and 11 for Atchison, and the Phoenix will leave their offense out of the field inside the 20-yard line. 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. 70-0 Phoenix in front. Twins to the right side, the short side. Single
Back in the backfield, Yogi's back, throws one right side, gets it to his man, touchdown Atchison. So you just witnessed the first touchdown pass by Yogi Purdy as he hits Cedrone Mays, the freshman wide receiver. And Atchison stretches its lead now to 76-0 and continues its streak of scoring possessions. Now, Coach Smith will bring in his standard PAT unit. Jaden Carter does the long snap. Jeter Purdy with the hold. Colton Bonnell with the boot. And he will split them, and we will take a break. Timeout. We roll inside 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is now Atchison 77, Harmon scoreless.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium. It is homecoming 2023, and the Atchison Phoenix, in their first home game of the season, already 2-0 on the season, having gone on the road in weeks 1 and 2. We were with them in week 1 as they went to Ottawa and came away with a very close win tonight. Homecoming 2023, the home opener here, and things are looking good for Phoenix fans as Atchison leads big, and they're set to kick the ball away to Harmon. Harmon looking for their 12th possession. Here she goes. Head over in, bouncing at the 17, rolling at the 15, laying on the ground at the 14. One hand picked up across the 15 up to the 17-yard line. That's a little dangerous. The return man reached down with his right hand and just palmed the football. Didn't take both hands and scoop it up. And here comes the Harmon offense. Well, guys, you mentioned that Atchison has been gone week 1, week 2. They're back home here on week 3 and right back on the road again in week 4. So one more reason that we're seeing a nice turnout. Yeah, they've got a real tough game, correct, next week? Are they at Schlegel? Yeah, they go to Schlegel next week. Come back home with Washington, go to Highland Park, and then final two games are here in town. And if you're Harmon next week, they're going to be back home with Highland Park, then Wyandotte. First and 10. Hawks with a football on 17-yard line. Yeah. Little wraparound handoff. Running back is going to bolt to the outside. Running. And as has been the case all night long, just can't get around what is really Gus. Great lateral pursuit. Atchison's got good speed. They get to the sideline pretty quickly. Just do not allow you to get to the edge and kick it up. The corner is a mirage against Atchison, right? Because if you're back, you see it, and you're like, all right, I can get to that edge. And then as you run, it feels like it's further and further and further, and then you run into the sideline. Atchison does such a nice job of stretching the field and not allowing you to turn the corner and make that play. So it's going to bring up four. The Hawks with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. It's going to bring up a second down and 9 call. They have the ball just inside their own 20-yard line. And now they're going to overload the wide side of the field. Wide to the left will go a trio of receivers. Quarterback takes a high snap, and it goes again with a wraparound handoff. Starting left, cutting right, getting nothing, losing a yard. It will bring up a third down and 10. I understand what Imonte Day was seeing, because again, as you start to the left, they'd already, you talk about that outside coverage, they'd already stepped up and gotten into the backfield a little bit. So he says, okay, there's nothing doing there. Got to go to the right. But by that time, the surge from the defensive front had gotten into the backfield and he was left with no avenue. But wait a minute, there's a penalty. And Atchison is going to give up a first down by way of penalty. Checking into the ballgame now for Atchison, you're going to see number 13, Javonte Kelly. Hank Harris will also be out there. They're going to be your two safeties on this play. So for the Hawks, a big break and a big 15-yard penalty against Atchison High School, first and 10. Harmon at their own 34-yard line. Best field position for the Hawks in the second half. Quarterback Dominic Bush takes the snap, helmet high, looks right, throws downfield. He's got a man, and he comes back and can't get a handle on it. It's incomplete. Down to the Atchison 40.
They had the size over there, but the ball underthrown just a step, and the cornerback was able to get a handle on the football at the end.
Down to 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. That play had some potential, the receiver. I think they had the size matchup that they wanted, and just a little too much air underneath that one. Here comes your second down call. Second down and 10. Still throwing 34-yard line. Harmon again is going to put plenty of receivers in the pattern as they scoot them out, and go very wide to the wide side. QB with the snap. Looks to the side. Throws it way too high. Going to go a little bit out of the reach of the intended receiver. And over there, they were looking for Isaac Cervantes. Harmon switching up their quarterback a little bit here now. We've got number 12, Cyrus Young. And the notable thing about him is you don't see, I don't think a lot, left-hand quarterback.
He's a tall quarterback, too.
It's third down 10. Here come the Hawks up over the football. They're at their own 34-yard line. Wide to the outside, it's going to be Marquise Taylor. QB is looking right, and again, he's going to throw downfield. He's got his man caught at the 45-40, and it's going to be a first down, Harmon. In Atchison territory, they're going to mark him down at the 36-yard line. Hawks are going to move the sticks here.
They're in a good possession right now for Harmon, right? They're taking a little time off the clock. They picked up a first down. They had the pass before that was underthrown a little bit. That time, the quarterback able to put the ball right where it needed to be, pick up a big first down, and for the first time tonight, right? Harmon in Atchison territory.
Atchison making a few defensive substitutions on this first down call. QB's going to hand off, start to the left side, cutting into the middle, crossing the line of scrimmage, but stopped just short at the 30-yard line is Amonte Day. Give him about 5 on a first down run.
That time, Amonte Day saw the outside, saw the corner, and said, you know what? I can't get there. So he put his foot down, just put his shoulder pads lower, got the nice pickup on first down, picked up about 5. It'll bring up a second and 5 now with 43 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Yeah, probably time enough for one more play here in the third.
Run one more play in the third quarter.
Well, there are various ways of looking at things. Second down, 5 call. QB will take it. Again, they'll wrap around. The running back will go straight in the middle. There's just nothing there. Atchison doing a good job of stuffing that thing up in the middle. And good job in there. That looks like Lucas Cody maybe making that tackle. As that's going to do it. Third quarter in the books here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. We'll be back for the fourth. It is Atchison, 77. Harmon, nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Yeah, when we first were coming to Amelia Earhart Stadium to broadcast these games, had somebody looked up and seen a drone like is over the field right now, I don't know what they'd have been thinking. But somebody would have been throwing like a cup at it or something. I don't know. It would have been terrifying.
All right, you get one BC quarterback in history, okay?
Yep. that could hit it. Oh, yeah. Who is it? Who are you going with? I'm going with Dan Van Ant. Just boom. Took me that long. Just saying. There you go. That's a good question. It's third down. Sure didn't take you long.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with that one. There are a couple of others. There's a handful of others who had hit it. That's my first call. Here's the left-hand quarterback. He's going deep. He's got his man over. Shoots him inside the 5-yard line. A wide open receiver racing down the left side. And the pass just a little too much out of it. You know what? You're Harmon. You're looking out there and you're fighting this left-handed youngster. And I'm thinking he can throw the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
You hone those skills a little.
You're looking at Cyrus Young out there, the junior, and you're like, yeah, maybe we've got something here. And for Harmon tonight, they're going to get a shot to go for it on fourth down.
Here we go. Fourth down and 5 at the Atchison. 31. Back to throw. Going left. In a lot of traffic. And it's nearly picked and then dropped. And now we've got a marker down. Is it offensive?
Defense pass.
There we go. So Harmon keeps the drive alive.
Not a very good drive for Harmon, right? The officials look back, they're going to indicate automatic first down, but here's how good of a drive it's been.
Yeah.
Harmon's still in their first position in the second half.
And this drive has been aided by a couple of pretty long penalties. 10.5 to go in the game. Atchison. Going to be 3-0 here tonight. Hawks, we're going to have a running back behind the quarterback, maybe for the first time. And they're going to hand off to him. He'll sprint right, 15, cuts back, 10, cuts right, 5. Touchdown, Harmon. Their first score. Harmon is on the board.
Harmon.
I don't mean tonight.
Nope, that's their first touchdown of the season. They lost... They've been scoreless in their first two outings. How about that?
Yeah. So, big moment for the Hawks, and that was a great little jitterbug run. We're going to call this at 9:20. What do you say?
Yeah, I like it.
And now Harmon. Here's the trick. Harmon is not sure what to do with the PAT. Now the referee's in and out. They're trying to get the person on if they want. Now they got their kicker in there. Okay, here we go. Harmon looking to kick this extra point. I wasn't sure if they would go for two or what they would do here. The snap a little high, but it's down. The kick is airborne. It's got some height and length, and it is good. And we're taking a break. Timeout on the field. 9 minutes to go in the game. Atchison 77, Harmon 7.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Having to hang along with us here on Care Radio this evening is Harmon, set to kick it away. Eric Flores, the kicker, puts a toe to it. It's not real high. Wow, he was taken on a line drive by an up man at the 35, 45, 50. It caught from behind and tackled. That was a nice little return for Atchison by, who is that?
Javonte.
Oh, Javonte Kelly.
A freshman. For Atchison.
So here comes the Phoenix offense. And for what? Only the second time here in the second half?
Yep. Here, Pat.
Here we go. First and 10, Atchison and Harmon. Oh, wait. Do we have a TO? Harmon is taking a timeout.
Thank you.
We do?
Well, we just took one. Let's just
We'll hang on to it here for you, Joseph. Hartman taking a timeout. I'm, you know, not sure if they're changing up defensively or whatever. Raven football tomorrow on Care Radio. Chiefs are back in action. Doesn't seem like forever since they lost that opener.
Oh, man. Playing that Thursday game, I know the players are going to say, yeah, we get a few extra days of rest. But as fans, we sit there and go, I can't remember the last time I saw the Chiefs.
So
they'll be in Jacksonville.
Did something today I have always been going to do and have never done, and I'm happy that I did this. Cut the Kelce Brothers podcast.
I only ever see highlights of it, and it's usually just
listen to it in its entirety. Pretty entertaining.
I was going to say it's a
word. Pretty informative about some things. Here's your first down. Little wraparound handoff and a gaping hole in the middle. Running back bounces outside to the 40, 35, and angling out of bounds across the way.
That was Aiden Reban running the football there.
It is a 1st and 10 Phoenix as we go inside 7 minutes to play. My point in that being, talking about the Chiefs a little bit, they expect Jones to be not only in uniform, but maybe to get out on the field some, and also Kelce claims to be well and claims to be participating.
Did you hear about what you did at practice today?
No, I did not. Was it something ridiculous?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to like it then.
Yeah. Just Google it up later. You'll laugh.
Okay, here we go. First down. Here's the wraparound handoff. Hit in the backfield and stomped at the line of scrimmage. That was solid defense in the middle.
At that time, Aiden Reban hit the middle looking for somewhere to go, but ran right into Jesus Rodriguez.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, so did he do a post-practice interview wearing a hat and glasses? That's what I need to know.
I don't know.
Okay, I didn't know. The Rams are in trouble tomorrow, right?
Can I tell you there are no good college football games tomorrow, right? Like, Mizzou, K-State is probably the best one, and K-State should just, like, take them behind the woodshed kind of a game.
You think so, although it's a 3-point, it's what they're picking, you know? But, yeah, don't you think the Buffs take the Rams to town?
That'd be a boat race, as they say.
There's a quarterback going to keep it himself. Goes left, 30. Breaks the tackle, 25. Spins down to the 20. That's a big-time run all the way down to the 19-yard line. Atchison moves the chains, and it's another 1st and 10.
That time it was your sophomore quarterback, Colton Bonnell, running the ball club right now.
Colton says, I've only got 11 points tonight. Maybe I could get 6 on one play. 5 minutes to go in a ball game. There were some games tonight, right? Some of the Armed Forces teams were playing tonight. Then we had Navy playing and Air Force maybe. It's a 1st and 10. Atchison at the Harmon 20-yard line. QB hands off. Running back has a little problem. Hits the middle and is going to be grabbed, pulled down, and no gain on the play. It was really, in all candor, a nice job by Atchison just regaining the line of scrimmage. By the way, I think we need to take a moment and congratulate the 2023 Atchison Phoenix Homecoming King and Queen. King is Aaron Brydell, and Tyera Hayward is the Homecoming Queen here at AHS this year. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to the court, the whole entourage. Very nicely done. Great, great bunch of young people.
Brought back last year's King and Queen
to
crown them. So that's kind of cool.
Quarterback boot to the right side, turns it upfield, gets close to the 1st down marker before being stood up and then driven back. So for the Phoenix, as we're inside 4 minutes to go in the game, they will have what? The 4th down? It'll be 4th down in a couple. Or is that third?
Third and 3.
Yeah.
So at the end of 3 quarters, JCM 30, Waubunsee 26.
JCM's a team on a mission this year.
My Heston team's beating Hillsborough tonight, 28-14. Royal Valley leads Riverside. Junction City leading McPherson, 14-2. There might be a little fear in McPherson tonight that they're not going to win that one.
Yeah, well, that brings me to another thing. Third down call. Third down in a couple. Quarterback's going to keep it. Cuts left, and he's going to get right at the 1st down marker, stretch it to pick up the 1st down
just inside the 10-yard line. It is first and goal, Phoenix, inside 3 minutes to play. So what does that bring you to?
Okay.
Last night, Morehead Mount Academy played, are you ready for this? JC, Junction City, came to Atchison. Ravens won JV and varsity over 6-8 JC, Junction City.
Sweet.
So how about that for all you soccer fans and aficionados? Silver Lake leads St. Mary's 26-20 at the end of three quarters. Dodge holding on Wichita South 25-20. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Goes to the left side. Spun down at the 5-yard line. And as he gets ready for the next snap, you know that you're enjoying high school football tonight here on CARE Radio. We call it CARE Radio, but it's actually K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison, where Joseph is the master of the switchboard and in the console down there. Wondered if maybe that little flying object a second ago, maybe Jason, you know, at the stadium, or back at the control panel, Joseph wasn't hitting some buttons, you know.
Is that what that, maybe that?
Is satellites in his face, right? That thing looks like something that came out of Roswell.
He's got this all happening on a TRS-80.
McLeod leading Morehead Mount Academy at the end of three quarters. Second down and a half a dozen, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight here in Atchison, Kansas. It's the Phoenix winning homecoming 2023 over Harmon. Atchison 77, Harmon 7.
Thanks for listening to your local high school football game of the week on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, the teams greeting one another in the center of the field. And, guys, I'm going to start off, since we're going to be talking a lot about Atchison here, just recap. I'm going to start off with Harmon. Cannot give them enough credit and enough props for the way they've conducted themselves here this evening. You know how it was to be struggling like this and how easy it would be to, you know, to get frustrated. They have not. They have maintained decorum. They've done a great job out there. Their coaches should be very, very proud of them, their families and their fans. So, hats off to Harmon. Even coming up on the short end of the score, they carried themselves and represented themselves in their school very well.
Yeah, I think they should be, you know, team that keeps their head up. Coaches should be very excited about it. You know, the administrators of the school should be really happy about what kind of young men they've got out there. You know what I was happy to see? In a game that gets kind of one-sided like this, we get to see some chirping, we get to see some extracurriculars, and we didn't see that from either team tonight.
Yeah.
So, again, it was a well-played game. Atchison comes away with a big win tonight, and they've got to be really happy about how things went for them.
Yeah, and for Atchison, again, you are trying to replicate the tremendous season you had last year. That's not easy to do. You have a great year. You're the hardest thing in the world. I mean, it's hard to have a great year. It's hard to do it again and again. And that's what Atchison is trying to do. And as they move now to 3-0 on the season. It is, you know, it's kind of coming together for them, and three wins and pretty good wins. I mean, they played an extremely good team in week one on the road, come away with a W. Last 2 weeks, they have played lesser opponents and have yet, you know, maintained their focus, and they have been able to do the things that they know they need to do, and I'm sure the things that Coach Smith and his staff has requested of them and instilled in them have to happen. So,
yeah,
not easy.
And next week, they're going to be on the road again. So you're going to be on the week three of your first four games of the season, and they're going to be on the road against a good opponent in the Meadowlark, as they'll be at Schlegel.
Yeah, and then the good news for Atchison is, you know, somehow it's got to balance out, right? So they will be home for three of their final four games of the season. They're going to be back here with Washington on the 29th, travel to Highland Park on the 6th, and then 13th to 20th at home with Perry LeCompton and Kansas City Wyandotte. So for Atchison, it's kind of a heavy away-loaded schedule early in the year, only to come home late in the season. And, you know what, that's not a bad plan. You're scratching out a whole lot of stuff here. What are you coming up with?
Yeah, there's so much going on in this ball game, but if you start breaking it down, Trey Carter had four touchdown passes tonight. Two of them were to J.Z. Kelly, a 52 and a 33-yarder. Eric Smith, the third, caught a 12-yarder. Zamar Hernandez caught a 3-yard touchdown. Jaden Carter ran in three touchdown runs. He had runs of 12, 7, and 28 yards on the night. He had the two punt returns, one from Zamar Hernandez of 47 yards, and then Lance Norris runs one in from 52. Chris Bennett had a 19-yard touchdown run. Yogi Purdy on a 16-yard pass to Zadrone Mays. And then the 9:20 mark of the fourth quarter, it was a 9-yard Imonte Day run for Harmon to get their points on the board.
And you know what? Maybe for Harmon, that's that first rock to roll down the hill starts the avalanche, you know? Tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Football on Care Radio. Join us pregame here on Care. About 12:45, we'll be visiting with Coach Osborne. After that, we're going to have some keys to the game, insights into the contest, about the matchups, and kickoff at 1 o'clock from Wilcox Stadium, the Ravens playing host to Peru State. Halftime guest. Well, I think you're going to be very entertained by this one, as we've got Jagger Bluebaugh going to join us. Jagger is quite an athlete, quite an interesting story. I think you're going to like it. Final score again here this evening. Homecoming 2023. Successful one for Phoenix and their fans. Atchison 77, Harmon 7. Until we greet you next time, stick around. Scoreboard Show won't be too far down the road. Have it here on Care Radio. For Joseph in the studio and Gus Couch with me here in the booth, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date on your favorite high school football team and all local sports at our regional website, mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.